Okay, so last week we talked about practice and samsara, karma, vipaka. So before we start, Ajahn, last week we talked about practice and karma, vipaka, samsara. So before we talk about anything else, 上个礼拜呢, 我们讨论了什么是练习, 怎么是, 玉鹏师兄问了什么是, 就是无我跟业力业报, 以及轮回是不是有抵触等等的。 在我们讨论别的东西之前呢, 讲过上次的主题, 有没有人想要继续发问的, 或是继续讨论的, 大家对于什么是练习, 可以接受吗? 也就是智慧的累积。
Maybe I can help by saying a few words, Vincent.
Yeah, sure.
So we talked about how there has to be the understanding of one word at a time, such as practice now, what I practice.
我们在讨论，我们一次把一个字真的弄懂，什么叫做练习。
Because often people have the idea of following a practice or doing something to be aware or to understand. But when we have the idea of doing something or following a practice in order to be aware, behind the idea is the idea of I can do or I can practice.
Sarah这边说的呢，是我们通常都会有这个想法。所谓的练习呢，就是有一个要去做什么东西，要去 跟着一个步骤一个步骤这样子操作的来熟练，那在这样子的状态下呢，其实那个邪见漏我就在那里了。
But we discussed how bhavana, as taught by the Buddha, means the development of understanding, and the development of understanding is anatta, not self, not I can do, I can practice anything.
那么所谓的练习呢，在巴利文里面是 bhavana。 Bhavana它是智慧的累积，当然是正见的累积。So
from birth to death, there are just the arising and falling away of different realities, different dharmas. Those realities which can experience an object, such as seeing and hearing, and those realities which don't experience anything, such as that which is seen and that which is heard. Each one is anatta, not self.
那么我们从一出生啊到现在到死亡，其实都只是法在生灭而已。就是最大的两类的法，就是可以去经验的明法以及什么都不知道的设法。那么这些法不管是哪一种，它都是anatta，都不是我，也不是我的。And
Ajahn talked last time about how the most the precious moment is the moment of understanding about reality, about life now.
那么上次老师阿加呢，他有提到生命中、轮回中什么最珍贵哦，就是正见智慧的升起的那一刻，了解法是无我的。So
if there is the beginning to listen carefully, listen respectfully to what the Buddha taught about the truth of life now, such as the reality of seeing at this moment which sees, and that which is seen, which is just visible object. This is the way the understanding begins to develop.
所以我们对佛陀的字呢，佛陀的话呢，是很小心、很尊敬的去听的。那么关于现在这一刻的生命， 比如说那个去看的眼识以及那个被看到的色尘，对这些的了解。
And if there is no beginning of understanding now, of life now, then there is just the continuation of ignorance as usual, from moment to moment, day to day, life to life, on and on in samsara. So understanding is so precious and important at this moment. Otherwise, there is no way that ignorance can ever be reduced or eradicated.
如果现在这一刻呢，我们不能够了解这一刻，那代表着无明是等于是赢了。 所以一刻接着一刻，如果我们从来都不了解的话，我们一直在无明中进行。
So I think the important point to really understand is about those realities which can experience an object, such as seeing now, or hearing now, or thinking now, and those realities which cannot experience anything, such as the visible object which is seen, or the sound which is heard. Because if we don't understand the difference between these kinds of realities, it will always be the idea of I see, I hear, and something like a picture or a computer that is seen.
那么所以现在很重要的就是现在。现在呢，明法跟设法能不能被清楚的了解，明法的眼识、耳识等等，以及设法的色尘、声音等等，那如果这些不能被清楚的去分辨的话，我们都还是看到是一个电子。
And while we have Ajahn here with us, it's a very precious opportunity for anyone to ask any questions. So if anyone has any questions about practice or method or doing or the realities which experience an object, the namas, or those realities which don't experience anything, the rupas, please ask if anything is not clear.
阿壮呢，老师现在跟我们在一起，所以是很要把握这个珍贵的机会。对于明法、设法或者是其他的任何问题、练习或相关的，都欢迎提出来。大壮有没有问题呢
？I'd like to ask a question then for everyone to consider. The question is, can there be practice now?
好，那壮问了一个问题：现在有没有练习？现在可不可能有练习？就在现在。
Would anyone like to suggest an answer?
有人想要回答吗？现在有可能就在练习吗？或不可能？
请问一下，这里的练习是指知道吗？是指有正在保持觉知或者清醒的那个状态吗？
So when you say practice, do you mean aware with sati or not? When you say practice, do you mean sati?
Well, that's the question. So it depends how we understand the term practice, doesn't it? Vincent, was that the question from the other person or you asking yourself?
It's from the person.
Yeah,
remember Ariyakama in Taipei?
Right, okay, thanks for that.
The younger nun.
Right, okay, so I'll just repeat my answer then. It depends what we understand by practice.
Okay. 圣辉法师这样的回答是说，所以这就是问题，我们到底对练习这个字的了解是什么？
What's your understanding of practice?
所以他想请问你，你对练习的了解是什么？什么叫做练习？
练习，我觉得它是一种觉知，一种关照，就是把佛陀讲的，把佛陀讲的法，然后我们用一个类似旁观者的角度去观察佛陀告诉我们的东西。所以我们有没有把课本的东西去实际上操作成观察这样子？那我觉得这个可以算是练习，有点像我们在实验一个东西，然后可能课本讲的化学式是这样，然后我们实际去操作，然后做出来的结果真的是这样，那我觉得这个就应该是练习。
Okay. Ariyakama, her reply is practice is some kind of observing, verifying what the Buddha said at this moment.
Yes, well, I think it's, I would rather say that your first answer was more to the point than your second one, because I think at first you said, is it a case of awareness and understanding? And in your second answer, you mentioned observing things and verifying what the Buddha has taught. So what the Buddha has taught is in effect just awareness and understanding. He didn't teach observing. He taught the wholesome mental state that arises by conditions and understands the reality of the moment.
刚刚圣辉法师提到两次的回答，那教授他喜欢你的第一个，他认同你的第一个回答就是觉知跟智慧。至于第二个呢，在这一刻去观察去验证佛陀的话呢，他认同第一个的理由是因为佛陀，这是佛陀的教导，不管是什么任何的善的状态，有他的因缘条件升起，就是觉知跟智慧。
So I think the question then becomes, what are the conditions for the arising of awareness and understanding at the present moment?
好，所以如果练习呢是关于觉知和智慧的升起，那么他们的升起又需要因缘条件，那么问题很自然的就是什么样的因缘条件可以让觉知和智慧升起？
思维法吧，思维法。
Reflecting on Dhamma.
Yes, first there has to be the hearing of Dhamma, and there has to be a good understanding, a good intellectual grasp of what the Buddha was teaching. And there has to be, as you say,a degree of reflecting on that so that one realizes its importance. And,
是的，那么在所谓的去思考佛陀的话，思考法呢，之前要先听到佛法，那么能够正确的真的了解佛陀在说的话是什么意思。那么接下来就是我们一般讲的如理作意，能够真的去思会。
是。
And what do we mean by reflecting on the Dhamma that has been heard?
那好，那我们要再回来，那我们所谓的去思考法是什么意思？
去思考法哦，我觉得就是类似像观察，还是回到觉知，还是回到观察，因为我们没有保持觉知一个警觉的心的话，我们其实很容易跟随着这个境走。但是我们时常保持一颗醒觉的心，那我们会抽离那个境，我们变成一个观察员的身份在看。我觉得这个就是法应该是可以升起的那种智慧可以升起的地方吧。对。
The reply is sati to her is equivalent to observing and like another party observe and verified.
I think the important thing is that.When we talk about reflecting, it's not something to be done. It's something that happens by conditions.
所以当我们说到一切都是因缘和合的时候呢，包括思考法这件事情也是有条件申请，它并不是一件要去被完成去执行的事情。
是。
It happens because there has been the hearing of the Dhamma, because there is an interest in gaining a better understanding of the meaning of Buddha's teaching.
所以思考法的因缘条件是因为有听到了法，而且有足够的兴趣想要去知道更进一步，
是
就会去想。
对。
I don't know if Ajahn would like to come in at this point, and
I think that we should have the understanding of the purpose of listening or discussing on whatever appears now. Is that the purpose of listening, considering, and understanding whatever appears.
老师说呢，我们首先要了解我们现在听闻佛法、讨论佛法的目的是什么。我们要了解我们对现在正在升起的法，我们想要了解有什么目的吗？
And even the idea of practicing cannot be done or developed without understanding whatever appears as it is.
那么智慧的累积呢？是需要了解这一刻正在发生什么，它才有可能累积的。
That's right. There can be the understanding of whatever appears as it is only from hearing about it and considering with the word that we speak through or not about whatever appears now.
所以只是去听闻佛法，这样是不够的，还是要回到这一刻，现在有什么是真的，什么法在出现，去思考。只是这个思考的因缘条件是什么？
So shall we start with what is now appearing because it's so true and there's not yet the understanding of it as it is.
所以我们是不是应该从现在这一刻什么是真的开始？现在有真相，可是我们并没有足够的了解。
Otherwise, we miss the point of listening, understanding about whatever is real.
如果我们错过这一刻，我们一直在错过什么是真的，生命就在这一刻。
So that what is now appearing?
所以现在什么出现了？
哦，是在问我吗？
都可以，大家都可以回答。哦、现在什么出现了？嗯，比如声音啊，或什么什么出现了。
思考刚才讲的话，思考刚才听到的法。
嗯，所以老师，你也可以用英文回答些，我再翻成中文就好。我帮你翻吗 ？OK， John, the answer to your question, what's appearing now, is reflecting on what you were just saying.
Whatever is now appearing, just one at a time, nothing or what is there now.
嗯哼。那么就挑一个就好了，就是现在有什么出现了，就挑一个可以讲的。你刚刚一直是思考是不是？思考出，
就我刚刚出现的是思考刚才在讲的话，因为刚刚好像有一段翻译是讲，就是我们要思考现在出现还是什么的，但是哦，要知道现在这一刻有什么，我们要思考这个。可是，我的想法是。真相实相，比方说我现在觉得脚底很硬，我踩着地板那个坚硬的感觉，它是直接展现直接呈现出来，那是我观察到的，但它不是思考来的。因为思考来的，我觉得它容易落入想运，落入行运，落入我们的编织里面去了嘛。那如果这一刻有什么，其实它是直接展现，就是我观察到什么，我如实讲这个是什么，我就没有经过包装，没有批判，没有其他的整个包装在里面的，它就是硬的感觉。
Okay, the reply is her foot on the floor, and there's a feeling of touching the hardness. So the reply is there's observing of the hardness.
Are they different realities or just one reality?
那个印啊，跟去观察去知道的印，他们是同样的法吗？老师是说你说有印吗？然后有观察印嘛？他是说这两个是同样的法吗？有没有不同？
是明法跟色法，因为色法接触到地面嘛。那我明法是感觉到它接触到的那个印的感觉。
It's nama and rupa, they are different.
We talk about the term nama and rupa, but just a moment ago you talk about the food and everything. So just one moment, one reality at a time.In order to really understand what we talk about, like nama and rupa, just the word, but what is nama and what is rupa?
老师说，的确，我们用了这个名词“明法设法”，可是老师是说，我们回到你说你脚碰到地板硬硬的，那老师只是要你挑一个出现的是什么？
出现的是什么？我还是不懂他要我表达的意思，就是那份知道嘛，就是那份觉知。
Okay. I don't get the question of what do you mean appearing, and to me there's an awareness of harness.
What do you take for that?
What do you take for that?
The idea of what?
You mean the awareness?
What is awareness? Is it now? Is there now? Does it arise?
How? 那你刚提到觉知哦，对不对？那觉知是什么？现在有吗？
有啊。
Yes, there is awareness.
Of what?
觉知什么？
觉知我有听到啦，我身体其他的感觉啊。我坐在沙发上，我可能屁股的接触是软的，可是我的脚踩在地板是硬的。
Aware the sound, aware of the touching of the sofa, the softness, and then also the hardness touched by the foot.
What is different when there is hearing and sound but no understanding at all? And you said there is awareness of these realities.
那么当耳是经验声音的时候呢，那个时候有没有觉知，跟我们后来以为我们有觉知，我们很注意到声音，这两个有什么不同？
一个是当下知道，一个是后面知道。
Awareness is you know right at that moment, and if you just notice, then that's later moment.
So where and what is the understanding with awareness at moment of being aware of our reality?
At the moment of being aware reality, and then what's the question, sorry?
Is there any understanding with the moment of awareness of our reality? Okay. Or is just what you think it is awareness without understanding at all?
Mm-hmm. 那么在觉知的那一刻呢, 有没有智慧呢? 还是其实只是想的这个概念? Yes, there is understanding.
And you mean understanding what?
那么了解了什么?
As usual? Or what is the difference at being aware and then just hearing without awareness?
那你刚说有智慧伴随有了解，智慧的功能是了解嘛？有了解伴随的觉知，那么那个时候了解了什么？了解因缘和合才能有听到这件事情啊，然后了解听到正在发生。 Understand that hearing is happening and understand there need to be conditions to have hearing to arise.
Is there always understanding when there is hearing?
那么在听的时候总是有智慧吗？
不一定,
not necessary.
So, what is the difference with understanding and without understanding?
那这两个的差别是什么？
我有身体, 我能来回答一下吗? 我是大壮, 大家好。
大壮, 我先把这句话翻完。 那个圣辉法师, 老师的问题是, 那如果你说听, 是升起的时候呢, 有时候有智慧伴随, 有时候没有。
那有跟没有的伴随的差别是什么？一个是有时候就会以为是自然的听到，他不会了解这是因缘和合才能产生听到这件事情。嗯，那有的就会就是邪见听到，他本来就是自然会听到啊。你现在的两个回答都是自然听到，有智慧也跟没有智慧的差别是？
有智慧跟没有智慧的差别在于是有没有了知这个是因缘和合才会产生听到这件事情。 Okay, they are both naturally happened, and the difference with the understanding is if there is understanding of Pachaya or not.
No, it doesn't mean thinking about Pachaya, but it means that which appears and that which experience, the understanding of these two.
Mm-hmm.
As a hearing appears, or the that which heard appears.
Mm-hmm.
What appears to awareness?
因缘和合呢, 那是在想, 那是在思考, 这个耳识或者声音需要什么条件才会出现。 那觉知的时候呢, 觉知它, 这个时候觉知的对象是耳识或者是声音, 它了解的对象是耳识或者声音。
因为心一次只有一个所缘嘛。对，但是他是观察到有这些东西，不能讲说去想来的。对了，你要讲如果，嗯，好。But
they are observed, not thought about.
Yes, but just one. What is the object that awareness is aware with understanding of that reality?
好，那你说有觉知嘛？ 那觉知的对象是什么? 就是在听到声音的时候, 是什么被觉知了?
知道耳朵产生功能啊, 知道声音撞击到耳朵, 然后就是那个心事就产生了, 耳识就产生了嘛。
There's an awareness of the sound impinge on the ear sense and the hearing arise.
Is that long, the moment of impinging, or what? Or it appears as just that which is different from other things. A reality is a reality different from the other one. That's why to understand the difference between the hearing and the sound which is heard at that moment when it appears. Otherwise, how can one understand the difference between different reality, like sound is not sight, it's not smell, or it's not softness or hardness? It has to be the moment when it appears to understand that it cannot be everything else, just that which no one can make it arise.
所以在撞击舌音撞击耳根那一刻是很长的吗？那他们耳饰跟声音是可以被分别的很清楚吗？就像现在有听到声音，那么声音跟耳饰有非常明显的不同吗？法跟法之间的不同跟其他不管是味道啊嗅觉上的差异有非常的明显吗？
听到就是知道是耳朵在产生功能，它其他的地方就没有，就是很清楚的是知道耳朵产生的功能，有声音撞进来嘛，然后不断的就是有声音在触碰耳朵的，有耳根的那种感觉，就是一直声音撞进来。
It's clear that the sound keep coming, keep impinging on the ear sense.
Is there any ear sense there at the moment of sound appearing?
那么当觉知到声音的时候，那个时候有耳根吗？耳根有出现吗？
没有，耳饰。
在声音，就是觉知一定有一个对象嘛。如果觉知声音的时候，有其他的东西出现吗？
我知道是透过耳根起的耳饰。
At the moment when the sound appears, I also know it's through the ear sense.
Is that not thinking, not understanding, just the sound itself, which is heard?
这里的重点就在，如果声音是被觉知的话，那个世界就只有声音，不会有任何其他的东西。所以当你想到有透过耳根在作用啊，然后耳饰升起，这个已经在思考了。
Let me add something. For Aryakama, when Ajahn mentions appears, what appears now, only one reality can appear at a time. So at a moment whenvisible object appears, no eye sense, no seeing, just that reality, just the visible object is experienced at that moment.
所以当这里说觉知的对象出现的时候呢，正念的对象是法，那个世界就只有那个出现的法，不会有任何其他的东西。
So it's not the pressing of the foot on the hardness, because at a moment when hardness appears, there's no thought of foot.Nothing else, just the world is just that of hardness. And this is quite different from when there is the idea of I observe, I know, or I notice. Sati is not I know, I notice, I observe. It's just a moment of awareness that arises with the moment of understanding of one reality at a time.
So, 正念在觉知一个法的时候呢那个时候不会有别的法，就只有那一个被觉知的对象。所以当脚碰到地板是硬的时候呢，当有任何脚或地板的概念的时候的这些名字出来的时候，即使心里面没有声音，已经是在想了，一门在思考。它正念是非常不一样的，绝对不会有我在观察这个想法。
So when Ajahn's asking what appears now, just one reality.Visible object, that which is seen. If we say, well, it's the visible object that's impinged on eye sense and the seeing, and it's conditioned at that moment, and it arises and falls away, this is a long story about it. But at the moment of awareness, visible object which appears and then gone.
所以除了刚刚声音耳朵的例子以外，色尘跟眼视也是一样的。一旦有色尘撞击眼睛，眼视升起，然后升起灭去，这些都是在想了。其实那个，比如说我们现在看到荧幕，当有个形状、形体，一个电脑的荧幕，其实已经在想了。
但是我们要回答问题，我们得这样子去表达啊，不然我们要怎么表达嘞？
That's how I have to express in terms of language to answer the questions. Otherwise, how am I supposed to answer?
So the question, Ajahn's question is, what appears now? So when we're asked what appears now, it's just a reality. So the sound is heard now. So sound appears now. The visible object, that which is seen, appears now. No thought or idea of I am observing or I am thinking or I know anything. Just visible object, that is the world thatappears now at the moment of seeing, just sound which appears now at the moment of hearing.
这里解释一下 appear 指的是被心经验的对象是什么出现的。 它跟 arise 升起是不一样的。I just quickly explain arise and appear. 那 arise 是很多升起，比如说声音撞击耳根，耳是升起，这个时候有好多法一起升起，可是这个时候出现的，这个时候出现的只会是其中一个法而已。
对。
So we mentioned about nama and rupa. So nama is the reality which can experience like seeing, and rupa is the reality which doesn't experience anything like visible object. So if we want to understand what is rupa, or what is the reality that doesn't experience anything, there has to be the understanding of visible object now, which appears, or sound now, which appears, which is quite different from seeing or hearing, and nothing to do with I observing anything.
我们现在讨论明法设法，大家听的好几次可能觉得很简单，没有什么嘛，那个去了解的跟那个什么都不知道的。可是事实上在内观的智慧的第一阶段是很清楚的区分这两个了。所以如果现在出现的是什么，比如声音并没有很清楚的跟耳是耳根是不同的，那么其实我们都是把它们混在一起的。
So, for example, if we have the idea that there can be observing or awareness of the foot pressing on the ground or the lifting of the arm, this is a conventional idea about awareness or mindfulness. It's not the awareness and understanding that the Buddha taught. This is why Ajahn asked, what is the difference between the conventional, ordinary idea of being aware and theunderstanding of what appears now.
所以八正道的正念或者是念住呢，跟我们传统上在用觉知呢或者是观察呢，它是不一样的。就是一旦有脚在碰到地面或者是手臂举起来，其实一旦有这些都是已经是概念在想了。
可是我们要表达我们一定得这样啊，比方说如果刚才我只表达有硬的感觉， 我这样子表达就好了吗？因为我要告诉我是要清楚的表达说我是怎么样去感受到硬的，但不代表我在思考，只是代表我在表达。
So that's because I need to express the answer. I used my foot touch the floor. Or should I just say hardness appear?
Is it correct? Does hardness appear now?
那是不是现在有土元素的硬出现呢？
是。
Yes.
And what experiences the hardness?
那是什么经验的这个印？
新经验的这个啊。
Chitta.
So no eye touching the ground or observing anything. What kind of chitta experiences the hardness?
所以并不是我在经验，并不是我在观察，那是什么样的心在经验这个印？
当下升起的心啊，它撞击到升起的，就它就是这样子的出现啊，就知道这个是硬啊，它自然的辨别的。
哪一类型的心可以？你刚刚说碰到地板那个硬出现了吗？被觉知到了，还是说是什么样的心知道？
它的什么样的心是指什么样？八十九心当中的哪一个心吗
？Do you mean one of the 89 chittas?
I mean at the moment of Arya Karma said hardness appears now.So if hardness appears now, what experiences hardness? She mentioned chitta. So what kind of chitta experiences hardness?
所以当你说硬出现了，所以 Sarah 的问题是，它出现了是什么样的心经验的这个硬？
了知的心，舍心。
不是，就是那八十九个心的哪一种？
与智相应吧，应该是智相应，你才会有这份了知嘛。它不是与智相应的嘛？
She meant the Javana Chitta was wisdom.
At the moment of experiencing hardness, at the moment of touching hardness, what experiences hardness?
所以当经验那个硬的时候呢，那一刹那是哪一种心在经验那一个土元素？
我抓不到他的意思，一直在问我是哪一种心，就是一个清楚了知的心，我不知道我要怎么去分别定义的那个心。
The answer is still the chitta with clear understanding experience the hardness.
What about at a moment of when the visible object is seen? What sees the visible object?
所以啊、Sarah 用另外一个比喻让你再思考一下，就是那当我们说色尘被看到了，那么是什么看到了色尘？
是明法。
Nama。
What kind of nama？
哪一类的明法？就是哪一种心看到了色尘？
算善心吧，因为它是算有智慧的，因为你分别的出来这是色尘啊。
看到色尘呢？
对，就是知道嘛，你有那份清楚了知的心，不是？
Still the chitta with clear understanding sees the visible object.
Before there can be any understanding of visible object, there must be a chitta which sees the visible object, not I observing or doing anything. Which nama or which chitta sees visible object?
在能够所谓的智慧升起清楚了知是什么法的时候呢，一定有一个心他经验了这个色尘之后才会有塑形心啊。
对啊，
那那个心是什么？
转向吗？
不是不是，就眼识啊。
不是啊，那是身识啊。
如果是以你刚刚讲的，
你刚刚讲的，对对对，那是身识啊。哦，他在问的是这个心。哦，了解。
Okay, now she got it. So if we are talking about touching the floor, the hardness appear, then it's the body consciousness experience.
Right. So the moment of seeing is just the citta which sees, the seeing consciousness which sees, which is visible, no matter we've ever heard the Buddha's teachings or not. And at a moment of touching hardness, it's not I or my foot or anything or anyone thatTouches the hardness. It's just that moment of touching, just the body consciousness, the citta, which experiences hardness.
嗯哼，就像现在哦，当在看的时候，一定是眼识在看，不管我们有没有听到佛陀的教导，其实就不是我在看，是眼识在看。同样的，当我们碰触任何东西，地板也好，其他东西也好，是身识在碰触，不是我。
是，是。
And this is true whether there is ignorance or understanding, whether there's any hearing of the Buddha's teachings or not. There is just the seeing which sees what is visible object, just the touching, the body consciousness which touches what is hard. And this is a way to consider rightly, not to observe, but to consider in order to understand there is no self.Or I involved.
所以不管是演示之后智慧升起还是无明升起哦，那么都是演示在看。所以同样的，当我们碰触也是这样子的，这是我们去思考的。这个其实是我们要思考的。
是，但是我们知道演示升起或耳识升起的时候，那一刻无明就不在啊。
Okay, when there's understanding of its seeing sees, then there's no ignorance.
Can there be awareness without observing?
那么没有观持嘛？如果可不可以有觉知的身体，并没有那个观察的做，就是没有观察会有觉知吗？
应该是说觉知自然升起，我们就知道它了。我没有特别想要用一个观察的心，它就是一份清楚的，就是知道了这样子。
When sati arise, it arise. There's no particular observation.Just know.
So what is the difference between moments of observing and moments of awareness?
那么观察的那一刻跟觉知的那一刻的差别是什么？
观察感觉是刻意的去寻找东西，觉知是当下出现什么就知道什么。
The difference is observing is trying to look for something to observe, while sati awareness is just.The moment of awareness when it's aroused.
Okay, so did the Buddha teach observing as part of the development of the path? If so, what did he say about that? Or did he just teach awareness and understanding?
嗯哼，好，他认同你刚刚说的差别啊，观察跟觉知的差别。那么，所以佛陀到底是教觉知还是教观察？
觉知。
在这个大上。The teaching is about sati.
And wanting to observe or to notice or to pay attention to something, is that a wholesome or an unwholesome moment of consciousness?
那么在想要去观察某个对象，在想要去特别注意某件事情的时候，想要去做这件事情的时候，那一刻是善还是不善？
不善，贪的欲望升起。
Akusala, it's a loba.
So observing cannot be a condition for the arising of awareness.
所以这样子的想要去观察不会成为觉知升起的条件。
是，但是我们在，其实我们在知道贪的这个升起，比方我知道贪的升起，我想要去观察这是不对的。可是在这样子的当下，其实我的智慧又出现了，因为我知道这样子是不对的。
For example, when the loba arises and there is awareness of the arising of loba, and then there's a try to observe loba, and then the understand the trying to observe is not right.
We need to understand what the Buddha taught. First of all, we need to consider what he said about the factors for the arising of awareness and understanding.
所以我们就回到佛陀讲的话，他到底说了哪些东西是觉知升起的因缘条件
？And he, when he taught about reflecting on or considering the teaching, he did not mean trying to verify the teaching by observing.
所以当他说去思会去如理作意的时候呢，他讲的并不是去观察去验证现在的是什么。
He was referring to reflecting on the description of the world, of the present moment, of conditioned realities of the present moment that he gave in his teaching.
这个所谓的思慧并不是观察，这个思慧思的是佛陀的描述，对真相的描述，对这一刻不管是什么法，它的升起需要什么条件的一些描述。
If there is the idea of trying to verify the teaching by observing this or that kind of reality, then we have those moments cannot be wholesome moments and they cannot condition awareness.
所以一旦有这样的想法，想要去观察，想要来验证佛陀教导的法，那一刻并不是觉知升起的因缘条件。
是。
And if Ajahn is still there, she may like to come in again and add something further.
This is all about the story of whatever appears now, but not yet the understanding of each one as not self or as it is. For example, who does know what sound is? There is sound, they would say. It is heard, they would know. But the nature of that which just arises,And it's not everything else, just that which has its own characteristic as that which can be heard always, no matter when, but without that which experiences, which hears it, sound cannot be heard at all. That's why there are two different
realities
right now. Okay.
Okay. 那么我们会说声音被听到了，我们会说声音被觉知的。可是通常那个都只是去想着这些法的生灭的一些故事而已。当声音出现，当声音真的被觉知的时候呢，声音的本质是非常清楚的。声音不会是其他任何的东西，它的本质就只是被听到。同样的，耳识也是一样。当耳识成为觉知的对象的时候，它的本质是非常非常清楚的，它不会是别的东西，它就是只能去听到声音而已。
That's why to understand.Just a reality as it is, sound cannot belong to anyone. It's not my voice. It's not the sound of the music or something like that. Sound is just sound. It will eradicate or just gradually eliminate the idea of something there, not just sound.
嗯哼，所以这个差别是什么呢？当真的是正念，当真的是声音被觉知的时候呢，那一刻。不会有什么东西在那里，不会有一个这是我的声音，这个是音乐的声音，这是来自于某个音乐的声音，那个会逐渐的消除掉有个人有个东西这个概念。
That's right. Even now, the sound is not the understanding or knowing what it means, because sound is just sound. So there is not only hearing, but after that, there is other reality. all different realities from time to time. No one there at all. But right understanding has to understand just one word, one reality at a time, and understand the difference between the intellectual understanding and the moment when it appears it's just like that.
所以我们会谈声音，好像我们真的已经知道声音了，其实还没有。比如说像老师这样讲话的声音，我们可能还是会有一个那是老师的声音，可是声音就只是声音哦。当真的正念觉知到声音的时候，声音不会是属于任何人的，任何东西发出来的声音。那么只是说这个声音马上就灭了，很快又有其他的法在出现生命，太快了，所以我们其实并没有办法直接觉知到它。
For example, the sound, nama, see, no understanding, meaning yet, but there must be that which is heard different from other sound, like rupa, different sound.
当我们说明法设法，我们在文字上这样讲的时候，我们还是没有真正直接的了解哦，那个去听的。去听的明法跟被听到的设法是完全不一样的，很清楚的不一样。
So the eye is there from here to whatever appears all the time, because whatever appears is not known as just a reality, different from other realities, never be the same one at all.
所以有个人或有个东西的这样的概念一直都在。好，这个人的声音，那个东西的声音，一直都在。
So when there is the question like what is nama, there must be that which is heard, not understanding the meaning of nama yet.
所以当我们被问到说什么是明法，我们说那个去经验的，那个去听的，可是我们不见得，我们不是真的了解什么是明法。
So at moment of sound appears.It's not the moment of understanding the word, the meaning of that sound. So sound does not appear good or well because there's no understanding of sound as just sound.
所以当声音呢，我们听到声音呢，声音还没有那么清楚的，那么出现的很清楚。对谁来讲很清楚？对智慧来讲很清楚。也就是说，智慧还没有强到很清楚的知道。
Sound is conditioned to arise, otherwise it cannot arise at all. Is it true?
因为我们知道没有因缘条件，声音是不会升起的，这是真的吗？
And when there are conditions for sound to arise, it cannot be seeing or thinking or smell or hardness at all. It has to be just that sound only.
当声音有因缘条件升起，而是去经验的时候呢，在那一刻就不会有掩饰，或者是思考，或者是任何其他的土元素出现，因为那一刻就是一定是耳识跟声音升起。
And this is the meaning of reality, Dhamma.
那这就是法的意义。
Without understanding the difference between each one as its different one, either the characteristic or function or whatever that will be known more and more later, there can be the understanding of the difference between different ones.
也只有
when it appears only as it is, not just think about it, when it does not appear.
当正念呢升起去觉知一个对象而已，一次只会有一个对象，他就会去知道他的特质是什么。可是是不能选择的，那逐渐的你会有其他的法成为正念的对象，那么逐渐可以知道这些不同的法的不同在哪里。
So understanding about the story of sound is different from the moment at moment when sound appears to understanding about its characteristic as nothing except that which is sound。
所以当我们在理智上了解声音啊、耳根、耳是这些因缘和合的作用呢，跟我们直接知道四念住升起了，声音出现了，声音以外没有任何其他东西，那个世界只有声音，是不一样的。
To be truthful, Is there any understanding of sound as sound yet?
所以我们对这件事情要很真实，我们真的了解声音只是声音吗？
Without word, one cannot understand what we mean about sound, but sound is still sound.
如果没有这些文字，我们也当然不会了解意义，但是当然有声音才会有这些名词文字，但是声音就只是声音。
So the moment that sound appears, it usually appears with ignorance and the idea of my sound or what sound is there, the sound of music or whatever. Not understanding it. It's just that which is conditioned to arise to be just that and then forthwith, instantly.
嗯哼，所以通常像现在声音出现的话，其实很快都有无明漏，无明一直在那里，认为这是谁的声音，这是什么东西发出的声音。
And life is just like this from moment to moment, conditioned realities, uncontrollable, and each one has its own characteristic as not the other one at all. In samsara, just that which has arisen by conditions and then far away and never to return again, no matter what.
所以在轮回中呢，就像现在一样，就是这些刑法在生灭，有它的原因，它升起了，它升起了这些刑法，这些刑法就不会是其他的法，它只能是这个刑法在这一刻升起，不管是什么民法或社法，它就灭了，它在轮回中不会再回来。
And this is the beginning of understanding life and world and everything.
这是我们开始去了解什么是生命，什么是世界。
To understand what is meant by Dhamma, just reality, no one there at all.
去了解法 Dhamma 是什么意思，就只是法，并没有人在那里。
So is there anyone in this room or here, or there are just different realities arisen and fallen away by conditions all the time, non-stop?
所以现在有人在讨论吗？还是只是不同的法在生灭？
When there is no understanding of its characteristic as it is, that is the idea of something all the time.
如果不是因为正念智慧升起去觉知这个法的特征，一直会有一个概念是谁的，或者是什么东西。
So it's not just sound which has arisen by conditions, but there's the idea of sound of what all the time.
嗯哼，所以我们一直都是没有真正的直接经验声音，而是一直有个故事，关于这个声音的故事。
And in order to understand the meaning of reality as not self,There must be the understanding of each reality when it appears.
要了解法是无我之前呢，要先能够了解这个法它出现的时候的特质，正念要先生。
So who knows what is there now? See, hearing is conditioned to experience just sound, and there is memory and feeling and like or dislike of the sound already unknown.So they are something all the time.
所以谁知道现在有什么呢？当声音出现被经验之后呢，很快就有记忆，就有感受，就有喜不喜欢这个声音。
But actually, all which arise far away, never to return, that's the meaning of sunyata and anatta.
但事实上呢，这些刑法呢，或者是五蕴他们的生命呢，升起就灭了。不会再回来，这就是他们无我，这就是他们是空。
Without its own proper conditions, no one can make it arise. See, anatta, uncontrollable. No one can make it or doing anything at all because actually, what is what, just what, not self. Sound is sound, not my voice. Seeing is just seeing, not I see. So.The understanding of reality as not self can be understood better and clearer little by little because it does not appear as it is yet, but appear to hearing and considering what is heard to understand the truth of that word.
但是呢，现在因为智慧还是弱的哦，所以我们只能一点一 低的，我们现在没有办法知道声音只是声音哦，声音不是谁的声音或鸟叫这样子。那么同样的道理，眼识也是一样，法它的真实本质并没有那么快可以被直接穿透了解的。
And begin to consider or thinking over about the word of the Buddha respectfully, that it's not easy to really directly experience the truth which now arising and falling away. So many now uncontrollable and unknown.
所以我们很小心很尊敬的去研读思考佛陀的话，这个我们的比如说无明啊漏这些太深了，我们不可能那么快的就穿透了解这些法的真实本质，没有那么快，智慧的累积还是要慢慢的。
So we use many words without understanding, for example awareness.
比如我们会用觉知这个字，可是不见得我们真的了解它。
So it has to begin with what is that which we heard awareness, not seeing, not hearing, not thinking. So what is that? Otherwise, one looks for something which one does not know exactly what it is, so it cannot be seen.
所以当我们讲到觉知这个字的时候 sati 这个字的时候，我们很清楚的知道它是什么，它并不是眼识，并不是耳识，并不是其他的法，那它到底是什么？
That's why there are citta and cetasika, different ones.
所以我们说有心有心所是不同的，我们很理所当然的这样讲。
Seeing now is not the seeing yesterday or just a moment ago, but seeing is seeing. That's why no matter so many, many numerous reality arising and falling away unknown,But we cannot count. That's why Buddha talk about the category or kind of each one as it is.
Ajahn, I was distracted. Could you say that again?
Again,
what you were just mentioned about. Oh, okay. Now I remember. Okay. 现在的眼识呢，跟昨天的眼识不一样，跟刚才的眼识不一样。但是眼识就是眼识啊，眼识就是去看。这里是刚刚那个很重要的一点。
That's why without listening and considering very carefully, there cannot be the clear understanding of what Buddha talked about.
对，如果不是很仔细、很小心的去思考佛陀的话，我们并不是很容易可以了解佛陀的话。
For example, we use the word nama and rupa, and we think we understand the difference. But what is nama now at this moment of seeing?
比如我们用明法设法，我们用的很理所当然，我们认为我们了解了。那么现在呢？现在那个明法，比如眼识，它出现了吗？我们了解它吗
？So now we heard about there must be citta, but does any citta appear to understanding as matter?
Ajahn, I lost what you said again. Sorry.
For example, now that is seeing.We can just speak or say, seeing is not self. It's a reality. It experiences an object. This can be repeated and repeated. But what about the understanding of seeing at moment when there is seeing now?
Okay. 比如说我们说眼识，我们一直讲眼识是看到色尘，我们可以这样子讲，我们可以讲很多遍。可是有真的了解吗？现在眼识在看，眼识就只是眼识，不是我在看吗？
This is the difference between pariyatti and patipatti and pativeda.
所以在理智上的了解跟直接的了解跟最后穿透的了解，他们的差别是很大的。
And one realizes that as long as there is no, not ever, moment of understanding that which experiences as that which experienced, there cannot be the understanding of what we say all the time. Seeing is not self, seeing is nama, experiences.An object or that which is seen.
所以在我们真正直接有正念身体去经验这些明法或设法，清楚的知道他们的特征之前呢，我们其实都还只是在想而已，我们还没有真正的去了解他们。
So we learn to understand difference between pariyatti and patipatti. No one different level of understanding.
这些不同的智慧的阶段呢，其实我们要很清楚的能够区分出来，否则我们可能会误以为我们自己在某个阶段。
So, can anyone answer? whether there is direct understanding or something or awareness of our reality right now. It has to be one's own understanding, not the others. People are different.
所以是自己的了解，不是别人的了解，只有自己知道现在是不是真的，真的已经到了四念住可以直接经验一个法的阶段的。
So please, is there sati now?
所以现在有正念吗？有谁现在认为他可以分享有没有正念？
我们有在听到，我们有专心在听，这样子其实也是算一种正念吧。
When we hear, when we are listening, concentrated,
然后我们知道我们在听。
And we know we are listening. That's one kind of sati.Awareness.
Okay. At the moment of I hear, I think, I'm listening. Is it right?
那么如果那些时刻呢，是我在听，我在想，我在知道，这样是正念吗？
不是，就是知道有在，就是知道听到声音这样子。
It's not sati, but just know there is sound, there's hearing of sound.
So...We understand better that when there is no clear understanding and develop, that cannot eradicate the idea of I, because there is always I at each moment, like I understand, I remember, I like, I dislike all day, taking realities for I. Even there's the hearing about pariyatti, but it's only the story of whatever is now.Arising and falling, so many realities now. And
这里还是在讲直接经验法跟理智上去了解的差别哦。所以在理智上了解的时候，其实还是有我的存在，我在听，我在想，还是有一个东西，有个人的存在。但是当正念升起的时候，那个世界就只是那个出现的法，不会有任何其他的东西。
是。可不可以请问一下，刚才你有翻译到一段话，就是法出现它有它的特质，这句话可以再精准的解释一点吗？什么叫做法出现的特质？是指说耳识出现它就是有耳识的特质这样子吗？OK 谢谢。
Maybe,
Thank you.
Can anyone buddy or can anyone practice?
好，那个老师他还有十分钟左右，这样跟 Sarah 先去准备下一场的英文的讨论。老师的最后问题是谁可以练习呢？有一个谁在练习吗？谁可以练习？
没有。
No one can practice.
Yes, because actually there are only different realities arising and falling away by conditions.
没有人可以练习，并没有人一个存在的人在练习，因为其实只有法而已。这些法的生灭都已经有它的条件了。
是。
所以陈先生，我想问一下啊，就是在觉知的时候，事实上是还没有智慧产生的，就是还没有智慧会累积的，是这样吗？应该是。
The question is from a person from China, and the question is,So when we talk about the arising of sati, is that accompanied by wisdom or not?
It depends, because you see that sati is the reality which does not forget about the wholesome, like giving. We have so many things, but we not given a gift to anyone yet. But at moment of giving, it's because of sati, not forget to do.To think of the other's benefit can give it away for those people who need it.
好，那么这边讲的觉知哈，如果我们不是讲正念的话，正念就一定有智慧伴随，一定有正见伴随。但是如果我们讲的一般的觉知，觉知的意思是没有忘记什么是善的。所以当我们去帮助别人，当我们去跟别人分享的时候，那个时候也有觉知，可是不一定有智慧伴随。但是如果我们谈的是正念觉知法的时候，一定有正见当作因缘条件。
Is that... 是的。
Yes, go on, please.
大壮请说。
那么就是说觉知啊，它和这个智慧是两个不同的心所嘛。 就是在觉知的时候肯定是没有智慧肯定没有在发生的。
啊，不一定。
那就是说
有时候有时候没有。
哦，那么就是说智慧这个最终导向的它是不是说就是只会导向这个涅槃？
So,
是不是是这么回事？
Sati and Banya are two different realities. So it's the Banya that leading to Nirvana.
What is Nirvana?
I'm sorry, Ajahn, what is Nirvana, you mean?
So Banya leads to what? To where?
好，智慧把我们带到哪里呢？
对，就是说智慧，因为当智慧在，就是纯粹只有智慧在作用，就这个心所在作用的时候，那么就是这个世界只有法，所以它没有任何的这个其他的这个故事在里面了。那这个当下就是说智慧作用的时候，肯定是就这个世界，就是那样子，就是属于涅槃的世界嘛？
不是，嗨，The reply is at the moment of Satipatthana, and there's understanding. And does that mean at that kind of moment is that leading to Nirvana?
So we have to come back to the beginning, the purpose of listening to the truth of reality. What is the purpose of listening to the word like Nirvana and Satipatthana and all that?
所以我们又回到我们为什么要听闻佛法的目的，我们听闻佛法的目的是什么呢？
目的话，从我们一开始来讲，我们可能是觉得有烦恼啊，有这个这些东西我们不想要的东西，我们想怎么样去除嘛，就是，但是最后我们发现学到后面它是导向一个就是说涅槃，但是我们就是说对这个涅槃是什么样一种，就是我刚才描述的那样一种所谓的涅槃是那个意思吗？
The purpose of listening to Dharma at the beginning was about to reduce the suffering, and then now it's become more want to know more, and then leading to developing of experiencingNibbana.
If there is understanding of everything, no need to listen, no need to consider, no need to know what is right and what is wrong, what is true and not true. But by understanding that now whatever appears is not known as it is, that's why the words of the Buddha condition the moment of not having any understanding that can be the beginning of understanding.From hearing each word and understand as it is. That's why the purpose is to have less and less ignorance in order to have less and less akusla or attachment. And what is Nibbana? See, not now, because there's not yet the understanding of what is now. So how can there be the understanding of Nibbana which is not now?
老师最后的结论其实是很关键的，就是说如果我们不知道现在出现的是什么，我们怎么可能知道什么是涅槃呢？那如果我们其实都已经有很高的智慧，了解很多，不用再去听佛法，不用去思考佛法，我们很清楚什么是善，什么是不善。可是现在我们都还正在了解现在明法设法的区别是什么，逐渐了解这一刻有什么，才有可能了解涅槃。我们会逐渐的减少不善。
是的，是的。
Nibbana.
明白了。
It's hearing.
就是说到那个一刻，他就是说是什么，他会自然会知道那样，他也就是说不用去怎么样去表达去说。是这样一种的。
So, when Banya is developed, it's understand naturally. There's no need to think particularly about the.To imagine, what is that?
So, what is Banya?
好，那什么是智慧呢？
智慧呢，就是在
智慧是苦的止息，叫智慧。
Banya is the ending, cessation of dukkha.
Is that dukkha now?
现在有没有苦，有没有 dukkha？
没有。
不了解就有苦。
The answer is no. And when there's no understanding, there is dukkha.
So Buddha said, whatever arises, sabbe or sankhara dhamma, sabbe sankhara anicca, sabbe sankhara dukkha. See, and sabbe dhamma anatta. Shouldn't we understand all these words taught by the Buddha from his enlightenment? What is dukkha? Is that which arises and falls away. Why is dukkha? What for? From nothing to be something and then never to return again. Keep on like this by conditions. From life to life, samsara, never have less ignorance because of not understanding now as not self. How can that be the end of dukkha? Because it has conditions for its arising and falling away all the time.
Okay. 所以呢，那三句很有名的话，诸行无常，或者诸漏皆苦，以及诸法无我。那么佛陀说什么是苦呢？这些升起就必须灭去的是苦。所以这颗有没有苦？有啊，这颗五蕴在生灭啊，它的特征就是苦。如果不能够了解现在的法就在生灭，我们怎么可能有一天能够停止苦呢？
哦，对的，对的。
Ajahn, do you need to get prepared for the next one?
Okay, thank you. See you.
Okay, thank you, Ajahn, and see you. Yeah.